The protest outside the Fort Mason conference was led by the USA Pirate Party presidential candidate Vermin Love Supreme, who is a political activist and satirist. Protesters pointed to the funders and speakers at the conference. One of the prominent conference funders is the Heritage Foundation. It spearheaded Project 2025, a 900-page handbook for Donald Trump should he win the presidential election. Supreme said that Project 2025 is attempting to take America back in time, with plans to end no-fault divorce and banning abortion. He said he doesn't think Reboot 2024 will succeed in San Francisco.
Reboot 2024? When I think reboot, I think unplugging something and plugging it back in and hoping it works. And if that's what they're plotting and planning, I'm not so sure about that. Good luck to that.
Rose Klein with the California Pirate Party said the ideas in Project 2025 will ultimately hurt many people and give large corporations more money. President and CEO of Y Combinator, Gary Tan, is one of the speakers that the Pirate Party is protesting. Tan is one of the prominent, ultra-wealthy tech entrepreneurs supporting a slate of anti-progressive candidates in local races. The Pirate Party is also protesting the Heritage Foundation, which developed Project 2025 and is a sponsor of Reboot 2024. Klein said that the ideas in Project 2025 are transphobic and anti-queer.
I am here near Fort Mason because the conference behind us, Reboot 24, is aiming to bring Project 2024, those series of proposed changes to our systems of governance and to our cities and to our lives that would honestly ruin and destroy the livelihoods of so many people. And many of the changes are, I would say, borderline, if not actually fascist in nature.
Klein said that the Pirate Party is hoping to educate people about Project 2025 and make people aware of Reboot 2024. They said that the conference took the Pirate Party by surprise, but they still came together.
We are a small group of volunteers, and we're out here just trying to throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks.
Darren McKeeman of the California Pirate Party orchestrated the protest. He said he's lived in San Francisco for years, and his care for the city drove him to protest Reboot 2024. McKeeman said that Uber and Yelp are some of the companies talking with the Heritage Foundation through Reboot 2024 about how to bring Project 2025 to San Francisco. He shares Klein's hopes to educate the people of San Francisco about the companies involved with the conference.
My end goal is to get everybody to associate Project 2025 with these companies that are here, that brought them here. And that's Y Combinator and Scale and Founders Fund.
According to its website, the event includes a gala dinner and conference meant to discuss what it calls the new reality. It says that political pressure and popular opinion are approaching a revolution in time of transformation with technology at the center. KPFA attempted to get press credentials for Reboot 2024, but was told the conference was over capacity and could not accept additional press. For KPFA News in San Francisco, I'm Emily Burris.